to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've had Barack Obama campaigning and being president for the better part of 3 years with all of his storied rhetoric, with all of his broken promises, with all of his nonsense. I mean, he's like a manure spreader in a windstorm.
Well, I like Congresswoman Bachman. I've campaigned for her. I respect her. But her record of accomplishment in Congress is non-existent. It's non-existent. And so we're not looking for folks who just have a speech capability. We're looking for people who can lead a large enterprise in a public setting and drive it to conclusion. I've done that. She hasn't.
The gloves are off. That's former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty not just going after President Obama, but attacking Congresswoman and presidential candidate Michelle Bachman. That's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here for Tuesday morning on Fox. Brian Kilmeade and Gretchen Carlson talked to Tim Pawlenty about his campaign and his recent negative comments about the president and also Ms. Bachman.
You went after President Obama yesterday with some colorful language. You used to call the president basically a manure spreader. So you went after him. In what respect is he a manure spreader?
Well, Brian, you got to get the whole quote in there. It was manure spreader in a windstorm. So
okay, let's hear the way you said it. Let's hear it, Governor.
Well, it was just that.
We've had enough fancy speeches. We've had Barack Obama campaigning and being president for the better part of 3 years with all of his soaring rhetoric, with all of his broken promises, with all of his nonsense. I mean, he's like a manure spreader in a windstorm. The stuff is flying all over the place, and it's not pretty. Now we got to clean up the mess.
I get it, Governor, because Iowans would totally understand that analogy. I also get the other analogy within that. But why did you decide to do that?
Well, it's a metaphor for his policies being misdirected. He's got the country going in the wrong direction. He's throwing out a lot of ideas, but they take the country into the wrong place. They're misguided. So that's why I gave the speech in Chicago a few weeks ago, the most detailed pro-jobs, pro-economic growth speech of any candidate in the race, including the president. It was titled A Better Deal, and it went into the need to reduce business taxes, fix our regulations, have a pro-growth, pro-investment, pro-jobs agenda. Right. And if that's the kind of approach we need, not the Obama grow-government approach.
Now, you're going to spend 15 days in July alone and a lot more days in August trying to win the straw poll in Iowa. A lot of people say that you have to be one or two in Iowa or hang it up. You went after the person who's number two and surging, Michelle Bachman, a congresswoman from your state of Minnesota. Let's listen to how you did it.
Well, I like Congresswoman Bachman. I've campaigned for her. I respect her. But her record of accomplishment in Congress is non-existent. It's non-existent. And so we're not looking for folks who, just have a speech capability. We're looking for people who can lead a large enterprise in a public setting and drive it to conclusion. I've done that. She hasn't.
We should point out, Governor, that this is not the first time that you have criticized Congresswoman Michelle Bachman. You did it about 2 weeks ago as well. But here is her response. I am proud of my record of fighting with resolve and without apology for our free markets, for sane fiscal policies, and in opposition to the advancement of the big government left. I guess your argument is that you believe she never passed any major legislation. And quite frankly, she's your biggest competition in Iowa, right?
Well, I think the polls show she and Mitt Romney and others are ahead of me. I came in sixth place in a poll recently in Iowa, so we have to show some progress. But the point I was trying to make with respect to Congresswoman Bachman or any other candidate is simply this. It's not a stretch to say that we need somebody in the Oval Office who's going to be President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief who has executive experience leading a large enterprise in a public setting, getting results in balancing budgets, cutting taxes, doing health care reform the right way, no mandates, no takeovers, and the like, and not just talking about it, not just giving speeches at rallies, but leading as an executive and getting results in that kind of setting. And with all due respect, she just doesn't have that kind of experience. And secondly, her record in Congress, as I mentioned before, is, again, great remarks and great speeches, but in terms of results and accomplishments, non-existent.
Right. But you should notice this. The IowaRepublican.com just did a survey, just did a poll. You're third. You picked up 3 points, tied with Herman Cain. Do you agree, first or second, or are you going to have to drop out?
Well, I think I'm in sixth or seventh, according to the Des Moines Register poll, which I think is the benchmark poll in Iowa. So we have to show some progress over the next 30 and 60 days. No question about that, Brian. I don't think we need to win it, but we do need to show some good progress.
So I guess the Minnesota Nice is going to take a back seat, right, Gov?
Well, again, I don't think it's a disputable point that we should have somebody in the Oval Office who has executive experience along the lines that I mentioned earlier, Gretchen. I think that's a fair point as to any candidate.
Coming up, more reaction to Tim Pawlenty's comments about Michelle Bachman. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Continuing on the countdown, the focus is the 2012 presidential race. Negative comments Temperlini has made about Michelle Bachmann. This was an appearance on Meet the Press. Radio host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talked about how this is a desperate move by Pelletti. Whether his campaign is finished or not, maybe holds in the balance.
What do you want to bet, Tom, for the next debate? He's not going to, he'll be like, oh, hello. He won't say a word to her because he's a big chicken.
Well, I don't know. I was very disappointed, Bob. I sent you an email last night and just said, I thought we were getting past this. I thought that, especially when you got two Minnesotans that are very prominent on the national stage politically, carrying the views of our state forward on the national stage, you don't see anybody else doing this. And the electorate, I'm going to tell you, yes, there are some people that enjoy this kind of mud wrestling, political mud wrestling. Most of us.
This is mud wrestling?
Well, you call it whatever you want.
Slap
you call
fighting.
It a slap fight. I'm going to call it political mud wrestling for now. What? Why? Because it's just dirty. This is not what we expect from our politicians, especially in Minnesota. We're better than that.
Oh, please.
You know, go out there and campaign based on what you believe, based on what you offer. Don't go. Why is nobody else doing this, Bob?
Because
I think this was a mistake.
Pelletti is finished, and I'll tell you why. Because he is not a conservative, and everyone knows that he's not conservative. And if he wants to compare records, then he's going to find out that he doesn't have any better of a record than she does. I don't care what he says, because here's what he's done. He talks tough, but then he goes in and he knuckles under. So he likes to pretend that he's a conservative. He likes to play at being a conservative. And then when he actually has to confront a real conservative like Ron Paul or Michelle Bachmann or someone like that, and I realize Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul are really different ends of the spectrum, he pales in contrast to them. And it's frustrating to me to hear him pretend to be a conservative. I don't like him. I
know that.
I don't like the fact that he pretends at being a conservative. And I really don't like the people that are working with him and that are shoving everybody aside and playing these little games. Whether one they complimented Bachman on Friday and said her success was because she was an attractive woman, and then on Saturday he goes out and he slams her.
Well, I tell you what, I disagree with you completely that he's done. This is way too early to be making those types of predictions. I think this was a mistake. I think that this Gregory caught him, if you watch his facial expression. I mean, he did. He said, she's beating you in the polls. She's kicking your rear end. She's leaving you in the dust. And you just see him.
You know
what? He's getting very frustrated. Let me finish.
Okay.
He's getting very frustrated, and he finally looks at him and he says, look, I've actually done some stuff. Why don't you take notice of the things I've been doing? And she hasn't done anything that I've done. I tend to disagree with that. But I think that was more of a knee-jerk reaction that if he had it to do over again today, he would not do the same thing.
Here's radio man Nick Reed talking about both Pawlenty and Sarah Palin turning their sights on Michelle Bachman.
Tim Pawlenty talking about Michelle Bachman, saying that, you know, there really isn't much of a resume there. There's no executive experience there. Politico reporting that Sarah Palin is also taking a little bit of the same line. On a Facebook post arguing that a president must be, quote, a strong chief executive who has been entrusted with real authority in the past and has achieved a proven track record of positive measurable accomplishments. Politico pointing out that she sounds an awful lot like Tim Pawlenty, whose indictment against Michelle Bachman is that three-term member of Congress gives a good speech but hasn't actually accomplished anything. Palin wrote, leaders are expected to give good speeches, but real leadership is so much more than oratory. Real leadership requires deeds even more than words. Now, one could argue Palin's not talking about Michelle Bachman at all here. She's talking about Obama, and that this is an attempt by Politico to try to make it look like Republicans are really piling on Bachman and highlighting the fact that she doesn't have any executive experience, which I told you that this was going to happen. That once Michelle Bachman started to gain ground, then all of a sudden the media was going to start tearing her apart, and they're doing this. So is this fair? Now, first, I don't believe in this nonsense about Republicans shouldn't criticize other Republicans. Reagan made the statement, you know, about the 11th commandment, Republicans shall not speak ill of other Republicans. People take that and they act as if it was had as much strength as the Reagan tenet, trust but verify. It doesn't. Reagan, in the context that he was talking of, he did not literally mean that Republicans should never criticize others. That's just absurd. Reagan criticized other Republicans. But that's used all the time in order to make it look like Republicans aren't Reagan Republicans because, look, they're criticizing another Republican. So that all aside. Now, I do believe that you should fight fair, fight clean. But this is a very interesting one because the argument that's being used against Michelle Bachman is one of the same arguments that was used against Barack Obama, that he doesn't have any executive experience, that his legislative experience is very minimal. Now, she's had three terms in Congress, so that's, you're talking 6 years. Obama, he was in the state assembly, and then he spent a couple of years, though not that many, actually in chambers in the U.S. Senate. So is it not fair then to say that Michelle Bachman lacks what's necessary?
Up next, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan here talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on, and that would be the presidential race, at least in part anyway. Here is host Bill Cunningham with the political analyst John C. Wostetter about the growing media bias against Michelle Bachmann.
The media is on Michelle Bachmann big time because she's physically attractive, she's a conservative, she's a female, she's a Republican, I get that. But from reading your column, you believe she's got a real shot of winning the presidency?
Well, I think, as I said in that that posting online, that you know, she is still, at this juncture, she has to be considered a long shot. But she is not a frivolous candidate. She's a serious one. And if things break well for her in the next month or two, she could emerge, starting with the Ames straw poll in Iowa, as one of the front-running challengers. If she does very well, if she wins the straw poll, and if she wins it by more than a few points, she would be in a very strong position to be, to have the Tea Party behind her, seeing her as someone who has a shot at the nomination. She did very well in the debate. She presented herself as knowledgeable on the issues. The hurdles that she has, one, there are some quotations that will not appeal to independents from some of her cable network appearances over the last couple of years. There's also the question of, well, she didn't get much done in the House. Well, of course, if you're in Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives, for the first two of her three terms, nobody could get anything done on the Republican side that she didn't want. So obviously, of course, she couldn't get anything done. She sponsored a whole bunch of bills and heads the Tea Party caucus in this one. Rick Perry could enter, which could give her a competition for the same set of voters. But she has a lot of strength. She is, yes, it's politically incorrect to say, but yes, it helps if you
sure.
look like her and not like Roseanne Arnold or
Barr.
Well, yeah, or Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she's very well spoken. She has a very impressive life story, one that people can relate to. She needs a little better staff work so that she doesn't make some of the mistakes she's made recently. But this is part of the thing that happens at the start of campaign.
From MSNBC, Angria Mitchell talks to Newsweek's Peter Boyer about this week's cover story, the story of Sarah Palin.
Do you get the feeling that she's posturing or giving sort of her exit strategy, explaining that she could win it if she wanted to, but she's not in it? Or do you think she's really still possibly considering a race?
I think, to be honest with you, I think she's actually still thinking about it. And
You know, she makes the case. She's in Alaska. She has another month of jury duty to do, unless she gets dismissed from the pool, and so she couldn't be doing anything for the next month anyway. I do believe that when she goes out into the world and sees the response of this substantial and quite passionate group of folks, the Palin Bays, basically, I could palpably see it that evening I spent with her. She is uplifted, and she makes as compelling a case for herself and her own political viability as any of the declared candidates. So I think she actually is thinking about it, which is a slightly different thing from whether or not she is actually going to do it.
Of course, the space that she might have taken has been occupied by the Michelle Bachmann flurry, if you will, in Iowa. And Michelle Bachmann is actually raising money and showing an organization and doing the things you have to do to run for president. Sarah Palin showed in her bus trip that they had difficulty in organizing it and in getting the thing going. You know, she can get attention, but can she actually run a campaign?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there exists this sphere, this Palin sphere, which is almost impenetrable, and inside of which she enjoys almost complete freedom. I mean, utter freedom to sort of keep to no schedule but her own, and to go where she wants to go when she wants to go, and to be fairly certain that the press will show up when she arrives.
Up next, focus shifts to the battle over the budget and the debt ceiling. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PNG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with a welcome back into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Up next from ABC, George Stephanopoulos talks to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about what Durbin thinks needs to happen for both sides to get a deal done.
What is the path forward given the fact that Republicans just aren't going to go for the big deal that President Obama wants?
George, the president will call us together again today. I'm disappointed. Last Thursday, there was resolve through most of the leadership, Democrat and Republican, to do something serious and something large enough that would address our deficit in a serious way, but in a coordinated way, bringing everything to the table and being balanced. Unfortunately, over the weekend, Speaker Boehner said, I can't deliver. I can't produce on my side. We also, of course, had Congressman Cantor in the Biden talks walk out at 1.2. The Republicans have to stay at the table. They have to work with the Democrats. We both have to be willing to put things on the table and get this resolved.
But as you know, they say that the Democrats weren't willing to go for the kind of Medicare and Social Security savings that would be necessary as well. But I really want to drill down here on where you go next, because that big $4 trillion deal, they were clear as day. That is not going to happen. So how do you get something together in the next several days to make sure that all of those consequences of no deal, of a potential default, don't happen?
Well, I think that's why the president's told us, roll up your sleeves and be prepared to stay and get the job done. There have been a lot of folks on the other side of the table who have said, well, maybe we need half a deal. Maybe we need it for just a few months. And the president said no. You've told us over and over again, we've heard your speeches, that this deficit is a moral crisis, is holding back our economic recovery, and we've got to give some certainty to the business community across America about our future. And if that's the case, we've got to stay, close the deal, and get it done in a timely fashion so we don't endanger the economy the way your reporter made a mention of earlier, where interest rates could go up and hurt families and businesses all across the United States.
But even you said last week, I think, sir, that it could be too difficult to negotiate that kind of a deal before the deadline, and we had to think about a short-term extension like the kind that President Obama says he's going to veto. The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is saying he also has a contingency plan to avoid default. Any idea what that is or whether it'll fly?
Well, let me tell you, what I was suggesting was a two-step and not a two-part deal. It's a little bit different. But to do it all at one time, and the first part would go into effect immediately, to show people across America and around the world that we're serious. I am worried about this idea that we can lurch from week to week and month to month. The president is determined. He said it yesterday, and he said it very convincingly. This is a great America. This is a great economy. We cannot be lurching from six-month deal to six-month deal to try to get this done.
I've heard sources say that the chance chance of getting a deal are no better than 50-50. You agree with that?
No, I disagree with that. I can tell you the president is determined to keep us there and make certain that we're focused on the fact the decisions we make in that room will affect families across America and decide whether this economy is going to recover. If we falter, if we don't have sufficient political courage and will to get this done, and this economy is going to be hurt, then it's going to fall on our shoulders.
Radio host Steve Scott here with Glenn Thrush. He's from Politico.com. They talk about President Obama's press conference and the status of the debt talks themselves.
The president held a news conference. Anything new come out of that?
Well, if you consider grousing and continuing to paint the congressional opposition in the Republican Party as a bunch of whiny kids, yes, there was a lot of news, but nothing in terms of actual movement. And they're meeting, as we speak right now, over at the White House, the president, John Boehner, and other congressional leaders.
That big powwow just getting underway. Is this for show, or is there a real chance for progress?
Oh, I think there's a real – I'm not sure if there's a real chance for progress today particularly, but, you know, I think the real predicate of a deal – is being laid. And a lot of this public show, particularly the conflict, remember, in Washington and the Kabuki game, is really essential so that folks can go back to their base and make the argument that they pushed as hard as they can.
Both sides say they're committed to not letting the U.S. default on its debt. Is this really a game of political and economic chicken where the two just go head on at each other and somebody's got to blame?
It is, except the problem with this game of chicken is nobody really knows who's driving the car on the Republican side. This is what makes it so dangerous and unpredictable. John Boehner, the new speaker, doesn't seem to have complete control of his own conference. And his number two, Eric Cantor, who's a lot more conservative than him, keeps scuttling these deals that Boehner wants to cut with the White House. So that's really the most unpredictable factor here. The White House doesn't know quite who they're negotiating with and quite who to trust. And, you know, in Washington, these vote counts are really kept, as a closely guarded secret. So folks over in the West Wing don't really know what's going on. Part of that is a bargaining tactic, but part of that is just the unpredictable part of this process.
Well, quickly, before we let you go in this game of political chicken, who has more to lose as we head toward 2012, the White House or the Congress?
Great question. I think, and I may be in the minority here, that the White House really was in sort of a win-win situation politically from a 2012 perspective with regard to pitching this grand $4 trillion bargain. If Boehner had gone along with it, they would have gotten a big deal. Now that Boehner has pulled out of that, Obama gets to say he was the adult in the room pushing for the most responsible deal. So at the moment, from a 2012 perspective, I think Obama has it. But if this whole thing falls apart, who knows?
Up next, Congressman Paul Ryan and political analyst Pat Buchanan weigh in on the debt talks. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Doug Steffen here, continuing with a focus on Talk Host Charlie Sykes. Here he has as a guest Congressman Paul Ryan. They talk about the obvious, the debt, the taxes, the budget.
The president and the Democrats seem to have an obsession with raising taxes, and that seems to have caused the talks to have hit a major bump over the weekend.
They sure do. I mean, and you're going to hear it at the press conference, I'm sure. We learned of corporate jet loopholes, which, by the way, is something that he put in the stimulus package and signed into law. But never mind that fact. It's important to note, Charlie, that when you're talking about let's have balance in these packages, there was already a big tax increase scheduled to occur in law in 2013. So a huge slew of taxes across the board are going up in 2013 in law, but none of the spending cuts are happening. And so if we're talking about balance, there are already big tax increases that President Obama signed into law in the last session of Congress, but they don't take place until 2013.
Yeah, and in fact, the Wall Street Journal walks through it. In fact, this was the largest tax increase since 1993. But all the reports indicate that Speaker Boehner had initially appeared to go along with an effort to go for this big, grand compromise that would include $4 trillion in budget savings, but that would have included, what, something between $1 and $2 trillion in increased taxes. Why did it get that far?
You know, that's a good question. I wasn't a fan of it going that far. I think it was because Boehner said if we can get agreement on tax reform, then through economic growth, you'll end up getting that revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But that means you have to lower tax rates, all of them, across the board. There's no way the president was going to go for that. And so that's what killed the deal. Now, the thing is, I just mentioned, you know, huge tax increases coming in 2013. What the president is saying is, no, we need to double down on tax increases. And they have a whole new round of tax increases on top of that in order to establish balance. Look, the problem we have is not a revenue problem. Revenues are going up, even with current tax rates. They've gone up 8% this year, even with the payroll tax holiday. And so the current taxes we have, our revenues are already going back to where they historically have been as a share of our economy. It is spending that is going up at a precipitously high level. It is spending that is going up to all-time highs. It is spending that is as high today as it was in World War II and going higher. And so that's the problem. And so our whole focus has been, look, we understand the issues running the debt limit and default and all of those issues. It's because of spending that we are here. It's because of the spending that came running through Congress the last couple of years. So for every dollar you want to raise the debt limit, Mr. President, you got to cut more than a dollar's worth of spending to get this debt and deficit under control. It was quaint a couple of years ago when we used to talk about the debt as a threat to our children's future. It is a threat to our economy today. This debt is producing such a hangover on our economy that it is putting a chilling effect on job creation today.
From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talk to analysts Pat Buchanan and Steve Radner about the difficulty in getting both sides to get this deal done.
There's a feeling among Republicans in Washington, sure, not just now, but when I was there, and I'm sure even before that, any time you try to cut, there are always gimmicks, there are always triggers,
sure,
there are always ways that they get you in the end, and you turn around around, and a $38 billion cut ends up being a $3 billion spending increase. That's how Washington
exactly.
works. That's how they
Joe,
win.
Joe, I was in the White House. I went in there in 1985, and Ronald Reagan pulled me aside, and I asked him about his tougher deal Bob Dole cut in 1982, I believe it was. He said, Pat, they promised me $3 in spending cuts for every dollar in taxes I gave them. I got $3 in taxes for every dollar in spending. Now, let me go to your point. Joe, you're exactly right about tax reform. Lowered rates and get rid of these deductions, exemptions. That's good politics. We can't do that in 10 days. Here's where Boehner's opportunity lies. He can come back to that caucus and take the lead in resolving this thing. President Obama, with due respect, is out to lunch. If he thinks he's going to get $2 trillion in taxes, he can stop talking about it. Boehner can get craft this thing to go across to the Senate. Now, one of the folks up there said, well, the Senate won't take it. Fine. Let the liberal Democrats veto the thing, and then the House can pass another debt ceiling and send it over with less cuts until they finally take it. The truth is, the Republicans have got to pass the debt ceiling, and they got to have major cuts on there, and if they can't get them out of the Senate and the President, and they veto it and stop
yeah.
it, who has shut the government down?
Well, and the question I have is, if we get to something so that we don't have to go beyond this deadline, is it good for the economy because it allows us to move on? I want to talk to Ratner about that, but quickly, there was this 75-minute meeting at the White House yesterday, because that's where everything was supposed to get completely done. They're going to hammer out a deal.
Yeah, you go to.
Yeah, it was awesome. I turned on the TV and nobody was covering it. White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley says the president remains committed to a larger plan, but he questions whether the country's leaders have the guts to do the tough things necessary to improve the economy.
I do firmly believe that one of the wet blankets on this economy and on companies, on the system right now, is a question as to whether or not our political system, whether the leaders can get together, whether they can solve big problems, or are they going to just kick the can. If you look at the statements of the rating agencies who have questioned the fiscal soundness of this country, it's about our political system not being willing or able, seemingly, to take on big tasks. What I say to the business community is, you complain and whine about the political system all the time. Get involved. Get involved and make the statement about the fact that you need a balanced approach to solve our fiscal problems.
So, Steve, where do we go from here?
Well, I think Bill Daley has a point, first of all, about the business community and the lack of confidence. I think one of the best things that Washington could do right now for this economy and for the business community would be to get its act together in a way that showed people there was some leadership and some activity down there.
Radio talk person Bobby Gunther Walsh talked to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about some of the debt suggestions made by Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan on Hannity on Friday had a good idea. Pass a bill in the House for raising the debt ceiling with spending cuts and no tax hike. That would throw the ball to the Senate and to President Obama. Then they cannot say the Republicans are at fault for the default. Ask Mr. Toomey something about what he thinks about Mr. Buchanan's idea.
What I think is that Mr. Buchanan was watching the press conference that Mike Lee and I had last week. I think that's exactly what we have been arguing for.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Specifically, what we announced last week was a bill. And we're going to try to get every Republican senator to co-sponsor it, and it will raise the debt limit by the amount that the president has asked for. But the condition is, and it will only go into effect, if we pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution and adopt spending caps that get us to a balanced budget. So basically what we're saying is, Mr. President, if you'll agree to balance the budget, we'll go along with the debt ceiling increase, because with a balanced budget amendment, once that takes effect, you don't ever have to raise the debt limit again. So I think that Mr. Buchanan's, I think he was watching our press conference. What we're going to try to do is get every Republican in the Senate to co-sponsor it, try to get 218 votes, which is a majority in the House, to pass it. And then it comes over to the Senate, and it'll be clear whether the president is willing to balance the budget in return for the debt limit increase, or whether he and the Democrats are so committed to this massive expansion of government that they're not willing to go there.
Coming up, it's been a week since the not guilty verdict, but talk radio is still focused on Casey Anthony and the things about her trial. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, blogging, that sort of thing. You can follow all of this at DougStephan.com, and that includes the story of Casey Anthony. ABC's Ashley Banfield here with a focus on Anthony and how the public outrage over her not guilty verdict is causing all the suspected and anticipated job offers, the interviews, the book deals to disappear even before she gets out of jail.
This may be the story going forward. 6 days till she's out, and of course, they don't allow interviews in the Orange County Jail, but when she walks out, it's a good chance she may sit down with someone. Question is, who's it going to be, and are they going to pay?
Your mother will never forgive you.
For more than 2 months, Casey Anthony sat silently in court as everyone but her told her story. Now that the trial's over, the question is, will Casey cash in and talk to the highest bidder?
What's next for Casey?
I don't know. I think that's Casey's story to tell, but it's my hope that she, you know, takes the high road.
She can pose in Playboy. She can write a book. She can become a reality star. She could make millions of dollars.
Even before the trial began, there were reports that Lifetime Networks had already offered Casey $2 million. The network denied the claim. But for now, with the public still seething over her acquittal, some movie and TV executives say they wouldn't touch Casey's story with a 10-foot pole.
She's not profit. No one should be paying. I would never do that.
Not even ever.
Even a pornography producer that floated a deal starring Casey tells TMZ they're now pulling back on that offer.
Boycott all books and movies.
And there's a Facebook page called Boycott Casey Anthony Deals.
I think the idea that a sane civilization could consume product of a woman from such extraordinarily dubious character is enough to make anyone nauseous.
And it won't be easy for Casey once she leaves jail. She's already turned her back on her mother, refusing her jailhouse visit last Friday. So until Casey can turn her story into a paycheck, she'll likely be on her own.
Now just think back for a minute to 2007. Paris Hilton walked out of a jail after a probation violation, and there were all sorts of big offers that dried right up. She did an interview for free, and O.J. Simpson, $3.5 million book deal, TV, that all collapsed too. Rupert Murdoch had to make a public apology over that one. So we have some precedent here, and it's not good.
Talk host Bill McEwen and Gail Marshall here with a focus on one of the jurors who said she was so concerned for her safety after the not guilty verdict, she quit her job.
Juror number 12 comes out and tells NBC that she retired rather than going back to work because she was afraid to face her coworkers and she fears for her safety. And a little bit surprised about this. The Casey Anthony defense team say they believe the juror's story. Well, why not? They'll believe any story on that Casey Anthony defense team.
Right.
Make up a story, they'll believe it.
Well,
that's what they're paid to do.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I don't know that I really accept this explanation. I smell a rat here. I'm not sure why, but I think juror number 12 isn't being totally forthcoming with us.
Yeah, she was going to retire in the fall, as it turns out, anyway, but she says she's out of state right now, and she's not sure when she's going to return to her home in Florida. Gail, you brought up an interesting point. You were contrasting the actions of Casey Anthony with those of J.C. Dugard, and you watched the interview with Diane Sawyer, and amplify that a little bit.
I did. I heard a conversation this morning that compared the attitude that J.C. Dugard had, the self-sacrificing, complete devotion J.C. had to her child with Casey Anthony, that, you know, the circumstances are wildly different, but it's different how, it's interesting how people put together the temperament of one mother against the temperament of another. I did watch that interview last night. It was completely compelling. I couldn't take my eyes off it. And it's just the most heartbreaking thing I've seen in years.
Well, I think we could have used a little more J.C. Dugard and a little less Diane Sawyer. But, yeah, I found it compelling. Especially when she talked about all the things that she did to cope with this abuse that and living with these two crazy people, dangerously crazy people.
You know, the strength of the human spirit under those conditions of duress were stunning to me. And she, did you notice how she retains this sort of inner sweetness in the presence of years of torture and just vile evil? Yet she retains this sweet spirit. I sense no guile in her at all. Maybe it'll come later. I'm not really sure what happened, but she just seemed to have this innocence and an ability to really enjoy what's happening to her now.
How'd you like to find out more about all the things that are in the countdown today at DougStephan.com?